So I'm Cammy.
You can't, I mean, you don't have to say anything else about yourself if you don't want to. Do you want to?
I don't know what else to say. I play music. I play bass in a band called Butch Baby. I work at a coffee shop.
Cammy is one of my favorite baristas at the coffee shop I go to every week, which is something I oddly did not discover until after she reached out to me online about edges and we were well into scheduling our interview. She told me an extremely tangled tale about her love life, which, as she puts it, can probably best be characterized as some gay shit. I'm Sophie Kaner, and this is Edges.
In winter of 2017, like December, I matched with this girl on Tinder, and like we went on a date, and it was really nice, and so we ended up like dating for a couple of months, and like around that same time, I was working in Star Market at like the Starbucks kiosk, and this person came in and like they were super cute, and I like knew them from like around on like Facebook groups and stuff. So I was like, oh, okay, nice, but like I kind of just like forgot about that interaction, or just like it was like not in the forefront of my mind at all, because I was dating this other girl and like we were monogamous, but like after a couple months, I was like, oh man, like I can't be in a monogamous relationship right now because I like don't understand like myself in any way, and like this is like a lot of pressure and commitment for me. It's less that like I needed multiple relationships and more that I just needed like freedom to explore and like yeah, like the openness of non-monogamy. So basically like I broke up with her. It like wasn't great, but like I don't think like it was a bad situation, but I don't feel like I did anything wrong, and I don't feel like she did anything wrong. It just kind of sucked, you know? And around the same time I had learned, like one time I was just like on a date with this girl, like in her house. This was like a month or so before we broke up, and like the person that I had mentioned who had come into my job, like just like waltzed into her
Oh
room
my
and
gosh.
like and was like, oh hey, and like we started like chatting, and like it turned out that they were best friends.
That's wild. Wait, before we get too much further, can we get either names or fake names for these people so that we can keep identifying
Yeah,
them?
so you can follow this. Okay,
Yes.
so, oh man, I have to do this on the spot. The person who I met in the Star Market, their name is Lenny. And my ex's name is.
Do you want me to just give you a name?
Yes!
Samantha.
Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Samantha. So Lenny and Samantha. So I'm on a date in Samantha's house with her. And they're just like cute, like watching a movie or something. And then Lenny comes in and like honestly was like pretty drunk, was like kind of being flirtatious. I was like, oh, like I didn't know y'all are best friends. So I went on saying Samantha dating I went on dating Samantha for a while. After that, and like I had like hung out with Lenny as well as her, and after we broke up, I found out that Lenny and Samantha had a really bad falling out, from Samantha. I think we hung out like one time after we broke up, when things kind of like when our emotions kind of like settled a little bit. So like a few months passed, and I didn't really talk to her too much, but I saw her around, we're like friendly, and it was like fine. And so yeah, I think the next time I saw her was at a show that she was playing.
Okay.
And it actually also turned out that Lenny and Samantha were in a band together.
Oh my goodness. Wait, but they already had a falling out, but they were still in a band?
Sorry, I'm getting my timeline all out of whack. No, so they were still in a band. So the next time I saw her, we just like one-on-one hung out. And then the time after that, like I like went to her show and like saw her and also Lenny performing. That was another one of those instances where it's like, oh, like I'm interacting with both of them at the same time. But like, I like kind of had a crush on this person and like, there was sort of, I don't know, like, it was just like this weird, like whole like weird thing.
Did you have a crush on Lenny from like the first time that you interacted with them or later than that?
So I think in the back of my mind, I had a crush on Lenny, but because I was in a relationship with Samantha and navigating that situation with her, just like wasn't really, it just like wasn't on my mind. I think in retrospect, I'm like, oh, like we definitely were like kind of like flirting in front of her. I don't know if like I was flirting back or not. After, like, a few months, Lenny started, like, hitting me up, and, like, we hung out a couple times, and then I started getting, like, a really, really bad crush on them, like, super a lot. And, like, after a while, we finally started dating, and this is when I found out that them and Samantha had a really bad falling out.
Okay.
And, you know, they had their falling out separately. You know, I wasn't pursuing Lenny and Lenny wasn't pursuing me until months after. So I was like, cool, this is clean, whatever. It kind of sucks that I can't, like, continue trying to be friends with Samantha because this is just a really messy situation.
Yeah.
But I want to date Lenny really, really, really badly. Yeah. So that's what I did. And so Lenny is now my partner. Of like a year plus. I want to say like a year and 3 months or something. Amazing and wild like that. But in this like interim time period between now and then when we had started dating, this is kind of like tangential, but also just kind of adds to like the spice of like this polyamorous situation. I moved in with someone that they were dating.
That Lenny was dating?
As well. Yes.
Wow.
I moved in, but none of us knew that that was happening until it was already happening. Like, leases signed, like, relationships go.
Oh my goodness. And
we all found out. And it's actually, like, very wholesome. 'Cause I ended up being really, really close friends with this other person whose name is Angus.
Okay, Angus. Boy, good luck with that.
It doesn't help that I'm choosing like weird names like Lenny and Angus.
Names.
Okay, so you
moved in with Angus.
So Angus and I ended up being really good friends and like we were roommates for a year.
Okay, but not dating each other.
For like 6 months of that, Lenny and Angus were still dating.
Okay.
And in that time period, I developed a huge crush on Angus.
Oh, my goodness. Huge.
So I was, like super into them, and then I kind of repressed it and stopped spending so much time with them.
Yeah.
And then, like, 2 months before we were supposed to move out, because they got into grad school and were going to move to Washington State. So I was like, oh, like, I'm just not going to see them. So I was like, I need to spend a lot of time with them, but then that kind of reopened that where it's like, oh yeah, like I forgot that I've been like in love with them for like 9 months at this point.
Did Lenny know about that?
No. Okay. So there's this is like little drama, or at least less current drama, but like in that time period where we were getting ready to move out and stuff, me and Angus were spending a lot of time together. And I kind of had this, like, high, like, freak out breakdown to Lenny about how in love with them I was. And, like, it was really messy because, like, they had just recently broken up. And, like, it was really, like, not cool for me to do that. And it was just, like, kind of, it's, like, easier for me to laugh about it now. Right. But, like, it was, like, not a good situation at all. But I didn't do anything. Okay, I didn't do anything. I didn't fuck it up. Angus still does not know.
Really?
That this happened, to my knowledge, at least.
Okay.
But, like, let me tell you, like, we've done some cute shit. Like, we, like, we lived in East Boston. We walked to, like, the East Boston, like, Pierce Park.
Uh-huh.
And, like, smoked some weed and watched the sunset together.
Yeah.
And, like, talked about, like, the past year. And then we came back to our apartment that we both lived in and, like, cuddled on our futon and, like, watched TV and stuff. You know, so it's like, okay, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, well, what am I supposed to feel in this situation?
Sure.
It was fine eventually. So now, like, we're all moved out and we're like, the three of us were like super tight and we're still like best friends. And we have like multiple group chats on like all of the social media platforms and we're like always sending each other shit. It's like great. It was like the best possible outcome for that scenario.
Yeah.
Now, like a few months ago, Lenny and Samantha reconnected, like they started being friends again, and like, you know, they started being best friends again. Like they were still coworkers,
okay,
and they'd just taken distance from each other for a really long time,
yeah,
and they just like started like hanging out, and like I was like, this is so great, like for you to like lose a best friendship. And then, like, just not have that, but then be able to reconnect later when you've both grown.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, that's super fucking sick. I was less cool with it when Lenny out of the blue was like, oh, I hooked up with Samantha. And I was
weird.
Like, oh, man, like, you didn't say anything about that beforehand.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel great about that. But, you know, I'm not gonna be like stop this just because like I think it was less that I have a problem with it and more that because Samantha is my ex,
well yeah,
it felt bad that they like didn't like ask or like talk to me about it beforehand.
I
you know it's just
reasonable.
Like a communication thing,
yeah.
Like, but ultimately, I was like, whatever, like, cool, good for you. And recently, it was getting to the point where I was like, all right, like, Lenny and I are still super, super close, and, like, still, like, very much in love. And also, Lenny was spending a shitload of time with Samantha,
yeah.
And they're also hooking up,
yeah.
And they're also best friends,
right?
And every time I talk to them about it, I'm just like, so when are you and Samantha gonna be like dating? And they're they're like, no, like, oh, I'm not trying to date Samantha.
Oh.
And I was like, you know that that's literally your girlfriend, right? Like, you're aware that that is quite literally your other girlfriend.
Right, where do you
And they're just like, no, no. And then, like, after, like, some situation, we, like, talked about it again. And then the next time I talked to them, they were like, okay, like, Samantha's my girlfriend now. I was like, God, finally. they're like, oh, I talked to Angus, and, like, they gave it to me straight, and we're like, that's your girlfriend. And they were like, oh, but you said that too. And I was like, yeah, like, I've been saying that this whole time. So now,
yes.
Like, a year and a half later,
right.
Like, after Samantha and I broke up,
yeah.
I am now, like, in this other situation where, like,
oh,
I'm still dating her best friend, but now also she is also dating her best friend.
Right.
And it's just like, oh, man, like, this, like, if this isn't some, like, gay shit,
that
then
is,
I don't know what it is.
That is some gay shit. I mean, so what has that meant for your friendship or relationship with Samantha at this point?
Honestly, it's meant mostly good things. I mean, there's a lot of feelings that I've had to process and stuff, but in terms of, like, jealousy, I'm, like, chill. So I just really, like, I like her a lot. I think she's, like, a super cool person, like, super sweet, and I enjoy hanging out with her, and I also enjoy seeing, like, how much she cares for Lenny and how, like, their relationship is, like, nice to be around as well.
Do the three of you hang out?
Yeah, we have. Not, like, under the best circumstances, but it was really fun still. We had a good time, and, like, I think that, like, it wasn't weird, like, at all, or, like, maybe only a little, at least for me.
I'm always curious about how people make it work in polyamorous relationships where, like, one person is dating two other people, and then, like, what are the rules and the boundaries when those two other people come into contact with each other, or, like, if all three of them are in the same place at the same time, like, what do you do about PDA? What do you do, you know, like, what is respectful? Yeah. What is okay?
Yeah, that's really hard. And those are, like, conversations that you have to have a lot and, like, constantly.
Yeah.
And I still have to, like, have some kind of conversation with Samantha. I honestly never talked to Angus about it when we were roommates.
Yeah.
And it turned out fine. But, you know, I feel like that's kind of an exceptional case because we were just, like, such good friends. And, like, the three of us gelled so well as, like, a little group of people. Like, we would joke about being, like, a triad or a polycule or whatever, even though Angus and I weren't together at all. But, like,
but
yeah,
you almost felt like you were, right? With Angus,
yeah, kind of, yeah. Yeah, I mean, same situation where there's, like, other circumstances that also contributed to that. But, yeah, it was kind of, like, we were, like, and we still say this, like, we were, like, a little family. Like, we're, like, a little family because of, like, that experience that we had together. And it's so nice. But, yeah, I mean, for me, at least, when it comes to, like, my partner, like, dating someone else, because, like, we both have, like, things that are more casual with other people, and that's, like, very distinct, but, like, there were, like, some particular feelings that I had to process with Samantha, because, like, I know how close they are, and I know that they're, like, very, very close as people, and, like, as friends.
Right. You're both also dating other people more casually, and that is... feels stable, like those boundaries are maybe easier to
they're much easier to navigate than, like, a situation where, like, because Lenny is, like, my main person. Like, I don't really do the whole thing where it's like, oh, like, primary, this is, like, whatever, my primary, and, like, this is my, like, but, you know, like, functionally it works out like in that way. It's just not, like, my sort of, like, like, tact to it. So it is, like, a lot to navigate when, like, that person who, like, plays such a significant role in your life starts seeing someone else, like, more seriously, like, maybe even in a similar way. And that's, like, really intense and, like, a lot to process. And, like, it's not something that I am, like, done processing yet because this is still relatively recent. But I don't, like, have, I don't think I have negative feelings about being in this situation.
Yeah.
I just don't like having to deal with these feelings sometimes.
Yeah. Do you feel jealous still?
I honestly don't know. Like, I don't, I'm pretty sure I process, like, most of my jealousy stuff, like, way back, like, the first time Lenny was like, oh, I hooked up with Samantha. But I don't know, probably on some level there's, I don't know, jealousy is hard because there's so many different layers to it and it can manifest in so many different ways. I think it's more that I just feel like uncertain about how to navigate the situation still because we haven't had like a larger conversation about it.
Yeah.
And like that discomfort can like sort of evolve into jealousy, but it's not something that has really happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I'm well practiced at managing these emotions. Let's put it that way. Like it's not like there's been like cheating going on or anything where right. it's like, oh, like I established this rule or this boundary to our relationship and then you broke it. Like right. that hasn't really happened. And it's more just like navigating feelings together, but this is a situation where like the stakes are a little bit higher. Yeah. So I've like, I don't know. And like I keep saying, like there's a lot of other things going on in both of our lives right now. That play a lot into it, so that I don't really want to get into.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to give like a full picture
sure.
of what's going on. But
well, even just based on what you've said, I mean, like, I think it is often hard to. You can totally tell me if I'm off base, but I find that it can often be really hard to, like extricate yourself from how a relationship began, and if the way that relationship began was like. You felt maybe a little bit blindsided by it. Like it wasn't that the mm-hmm. situation was a problem, but it would have been nice for you to know ahead of time rather than find out after.
Yeah.
And sometimes like, even if the situation itself isn't a problem, the way it began can still leave you feeling a little raw about it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think that definitely is like, probably what I mean when I say like, oh, like I processed those feelings like a while ago, but like I still am uncertain. Like that's definitely plays into the uncertainty about yeah. it is like, oh, like how, like I just don't know, you know, like there's just things that I don't know and I'm not going to go to my partner and be like, tell me about all of the intricacies of you and Samantha's relationship,
right.
you know, like that's just not going to work out. But it's like a matter of becoming okay with like not having all the details.
Would you want to know if you could, or would you not want to know, or do you just feel like it's not your business?
In large part, it's not my business. There's mm-hmm. definitely a lot of things that need to be talked about, like between the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my business, but you know, they have their own relationship, and a lot of those things are really like not my business at all.
Mm-hmm.
And like a lot of things, like, I don't care to know.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, it's like, I have to know every single detail of, like, how everyone is feeling and everything that has happened so that I have full control over, like, my understanding of the situation.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, because it's just, like, there's a degree of uncertainty that's, like, hard to overcome.
Yeah.
But it's honestly, it's, like, I have a lot of feelings about it, but I'm not, I don't wish that it wasn't happening.
Uh-huh.
I like know that this is really good for Lenny, you know, and this is like something that's very nice. And I've seen that like with my own two eyes.
Yeah.
So I'm not about to begrudge that or be like super dramatic and intense about like my own feelings about it in an overbearing way.
Yeah.
It's just you know, it's just a lot of work to navigate.
Yeah.
And when you're navigating other things in your life at the same time, mm-hmm. it can be difficult to do so properly.
And it takes up a lot of time. I think that a lot mm-hmm. of times people don't realize yeah. like it just mm-hmm. actually takes up time to have all these conversations and process all these feelings, and like if you're trying
yes.
to do anything else.
Yeah,
it's like that's,
I have been feeling that quite a lot. It's like, I would love to not be doing this
yeah.
right now. And that's just something that, like, comes with the territory, I think. I, like, you know, I didn't know what I was getting into because I had never been polyamorous before when I started being polyamorous. Mm-hmm. But for me, like I said, it's about exploration.
Yeah.
And this process is like part of a process of like learning also about myself and like the way that I cope with things and process things and understand like my relationships with other people.
Mm-hmm.
and is not necessarily meant to be like a permanent long-standing fixture in my life, although I'm not like opposed to like being polyamorous forever. But it's, to me, like, I view it as much as like an investigation of myself than as like me building like really great and meaningful relationships with the people around me, because I know that like these hard feelings come with the territory a lot of the time.
What do you imagine for the future, or do you or maybe what do you hope for?
I kind of just hope that like we can, the three of us can reach a high degree of clarity with each other, because there's like a lot of history, and also that like Samantha and I can become better friends, because I do really like her as a person.
Yeah.
And actually had been wanting to reconnect with her like for a while before like this situation started happening. And I don't know. There's a lot of things in my life that need to be resolved right now. So just like the resolution so that I can move on to like the next part of my life that hopefully will be a little bit less emotionally taxing.
Yeah.
But beyond that, like I'm like totally happy with what's happening. I just am not happy right now in general in my life.
That's a big move.
Like I'm still with like my partner who I'm like deeply in love with.
Yeah.
And like these things haven't changed.
Yeah.
And like I still like have the emotional support of my community, and like that includes Samantha, you know, like we're like, you know. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that it's like a great time all the time, right. But like,
but what relationship is?
Yeah, but yeah, right. And like going through it, like I go through it with the understanding that like I have chosen this and yes. can choose otherwise. And yeah, I still choose to do this because it's what I want.
Next time on Edges.
Very boring to watch. Endlessly entertaining to talk about, like the logistics and why y'all like this and the weird stuff that goes on, the sounds, the smells, the noises. It's all great fun. The second it's like removed from like a general conversation and it's like this is sex as depicted in I don't know, Game of Thrones, if you will. I'm like, God, this is boring.
If you want to support Edges, the best ways to do that are to leave a rating or review on iTunes, follow the show on Twitter at Edges Podcast, or pledge to the show's Patreon by going to patreon.com/edgespodcast. That's patreon.com/edgespodcast. For $2 per episode, you'll receive a thank you in the show notes. For $4, you'll receive episodes 2 days early. For $7, you'll access bonus material that I cut from the episode, and for $10, you'll hear me thank you by name in these closing credits. If you want the show to continue to exist, please consider supporting the show in whatever way you can, as I literally cannot do it without you. Thank you to my $10 Patreon supporters, Angel Acevedo, Benjamin Redman, Caroline Seidman, Colby Rowan, Freya, Garrett M., Jack, Red L., and Reese. I'm so happy that these stories have meant enough for you that you wanted to help me make them. On Twitter, a signed comrade at birth, at SweeterTheSong, says, one of the guests a few weeks ago on Edge's podcast was like, gender requires audience participation, and while that is true, and I loved hearing it put that way, sometimes I don't want to be perceived. I never consented to an audience. Oh, comrade, you and I are not similar because I literally always want an audience, but I really do feel your pain. This week's bonus track is from another interview I had with Cammie, in which she talks about an early and dysfunctional relationship that helped her to realize she was trans. The Edges logo is by Alice Chung, and original music is by Ryan Vibert. Edges Podcast is created and produced by me, Sophie Kaner.